This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two starts now. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio on a Tuesday in the big city. Still talking about the after effects of yet another Bill O'Brien fumble. This one may be the biggest to date. And you thought 24-0 was a bumbling, ridiculous show of, I don't know, leadership and everything that goes with it. But I think now he's equally bad at both jobs. He's proven that. He can overpay the mediocre and watch guys he doesn't get along with get away, and people still want to talk about it. So with that being said, we might as well get some more of these calls out of the way. Art wants to get in here, talk a little bit about Bill O'Brien. Art, what's up?
Hey, man, how's it going? I'm a Cowboys fan, and even I shed a couple tears yesterday just based on the stupidity of what the Texans did yesterday. But how many Texans fans do you think this is going to cause them to swap over and start being Cowboys fans, or, you know, just lose all faith on the team and switch teams? Kind of similar to what Cowboys fans did when Jerry Jones got rid of Landry back in the day.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Art. I don't know if you're going to see a lot of Texans fans jump ship to the Cowboys. There might be some because they just want to see Texas teams win, because there are people that are crazy like that where they're just like, as long as it's Texas, I don't care. I never understood that. But I could see some doing that. I don't know if it'll
There's
be a lot.
There's just too much hatred for Cowboys.
Yeah, I could see people in Houston becoming Saints fans. I could see them becoming following DeAndre Hopkins and becoming Cardinals fans.
That's been talked about.
Titans fans are like, hey, let's go back, you know, but let's maybe go be Titans fans again and root. Because then you get to root against the Texans twice a year. I could see that. I don't know about Cowboys.
Although I will say, just like Barry has said, you know, he won't be a fan unless Bill O'Brien is gone. I feel like it's not a permanent move if they do decide. I feel like if Bill O'Brien does quit or if he gets fired, I feel like they'll come back to the Houston
Texans. I want
to
root for this team. I want to be a Texans fan. No. It's my hometown. It's my team. But I'm not going to do it as long as they do stuff like this.
Don't jump to the Cowboys.
No, don't.
Yeah,
I
think there's just too much Dallas-Houston rivalry and hatred for the Cowboys in Houston to where I don't think fans are going to jump ship and jump for the Cowboys. But like Barry said and what he did, I think a lot of people are looking for a new team to root for. And I think you're right. I think if out of the blue they got John Dorsey to be their new general manager and got Bill O'Brien out of there and got John Dorsey to be the GM or a really good GM like Lance's boy, Ballard in Indianapolis as their GM, and then got themselves a real good frontline head coach, I think you'd get people to jump back on in a heartbeat. But I think until you do that, people, again, this was just a Houston thing. Now it's a nationwide thing. Mm-hmm. People calling this guy an idiot at both jobs. Dan Orlovsky, too, you know, pointing the finger going, Marcus Spears. Marcus Spears goes, look, I was pissed at this guy before, and I don't have a skin in the game. I don't care about the I'm an ex-Cowboy. But I'm looking at this going from a Houston perspective, from a fan perspective, I'm pissed off. Set it on the air.
Because if you know the game, like a lot of these analysts and a lot of these former football players do, if you know the game, you looked at that team and you said, dang, the Texans have a lot of potential.
A lot of talent.
And then some people might even said that it evolved beyond potential. Like, this is a really good team that really should be going further.
You had just added a left tackle to protect one of the most dynamic quarterbacks in the game, who now was developing a rapport with one of the best receivers in the game. You had three guys at three key positions that didn't even have a, you know, they had one full year under their belts when you added Laremy Tunsil.
You finally drafted right? You got two linemen and a guy in your secondary that look like they're going to be guys that can help.
And so because you don't want to pay the guy money and you have a grudge against him, you decide to make your football team worse. Those are the kind of decisions you can't make as a GM. You have to make – because they were like, well, you know, to be fair, somebody texted, to be fair, DeAndre wanted to renegotiate because he's the best receiver in football and he was paid as the 17th best. Yeah. Everyone on this planet that did their job, if you're the best at what you did – you would go in and ask
You'd
for more money.
You'd want to be compensated like it.
And you would deserve it because you're the best at what you do. It's different if Will Fuller was like, well, this is my last year, fellas. Y'all going to pay me like a top five receiver? No, because you can't stay on the field. You didn't earn it. D-Hop earned it. Pay that man, and they didn't. It's just asinine.
And I'll give you an idea of how they've become the laughing stock across the nation. One of the big things on Twitter that's out there now in Wisconsin that's a huge deal is when Bill O'Brien was looking at potentially getting a general manager and instead of him taking the job, he looked at Brian Gutekunst, who was in the Packers organization, who's now the general manager of the Packers. While Gutekunst was at dinner with Bill O'Brien discussing the job, the president of the Packers, Mark Murphy, called, offered him the gig, and got him to agree to it before he could finish dinner with Bill. And now people are making fun of it left and right, going, can you imagine if Brian Gutekunst went to the Texans, they never would have traded DeAndre Hopkins. They would have kept all that. They would have been in such better shape. But thank God we got a guy that knows what he's doing. And in the meantime, we got to watch the comedy that's going down in Houston with what Bill O'Brien's doing instead by doing the job himself.
I hate to give your team any credit, but even if they hired him, they wouldn't have put up with that nonsense too long. I don't feel like that team would do that. The Packers. Mm-hmm. I feel like they would, like, okay, we're giving you a job. You suck that long for a year or two. I don't see him staying.
Yeah, but I'm saying O'Brien was trying to hire Gutekunst because right. He wasn't the GM yet. But yeah, I think there's the other thing. But just like we saw with Brian Gain, I don't think anybody that has any confidence in their own abilities as a general manager otherwise is going to come into the structure that Bill O'Brien's created and allow him to walk all over them. If you're any kind of man at all, you're just not going to tolerate that. Right?
Yeah.
That's why Brian Gain had such a big problem. Whether they were friends or not, and that's how he got the gig, he has a job to do that he's going to be graded and judged on, regardless of the friendship with Bill O'Brien and the relationship. So he's going to use his instincts and his knowledge to make decisions. That got in the way of the Clowney situation, which pissed Bill off. So then Bill got rid of both of them, Clowney and Brian Gain, and then got rid of D-Hop for all intents and purposes from what we've heard because they didn't get along.
Ever since he got rid of Gain, he took over. Like it was official that, at least on online and everywhere else, that he was taking over personnel decisions. Many people argue that he already was, but it was after that firing in June that really I felt like he had his hand on this org. He really was the guy for the Houston Texans, and it hasn't really changed since. It really hasn't.
Josh and Beaumont said, on the bright side, only four teams since 2000-2001 have won the Super Bowl with a Pro Bowl receiver.
Yeah,
okay. I don't think you justify a boneheaded move by saying, well, we were never going to win a Super Bowl with DeAndre Hopkins. No one say that's irrational thinking, Josh. Can you win without him? Yes. Do you plan that? No. That's not the reason that he did this. Bill O'Brien, trust me, Bill O'Brien's not that smart. He didn't step back and go, you know, only four teams since, well, you know what, we got one. Let's get rid of him. Let's get in a bunch of scrubs that can't stay on the field. Super Bowl, baby. It's not happening. You don't think like that.
And when you think about it, too, you want your position groups to all have at least one guy in the top, say, 5 to 10 in the league, right? Deshaun Watson, up there, right? Hop, up there. JJ, when healthy, was up there.
Yep.
You know, your start Tunsil would be up there.
Yep.
And again, you hate to hear the Cowboys, but the Cowboys, the one thing that you can't fault them for is at least when they're overpaying for guys that are at the top level of their position. When you talk about Zeke, when you look about what Dak's going to get, when you look at some of the guys, Jalen Smith, and some of the guys that they've rewarded, young players on the come that are really, really, really good. You're not seeing that with the Texans. And if they are really good, if you don't get along with them, they're gone. It's ridiculous.
Somebody texted and said, what's going to piss me off even more is if the Texans actually win with this dumbass.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. He's making sure. I'm telling you guys, he's a Titans fan. That's exactly what this is. There's no doubt in my mind.
Plus, he's going to do the wrong things coaching-wise to prevent you from winning, even if you got a shot.
His best friend is Mike Vrabel, and he's doing everything he can to make Mike Vrabel successful. He promised him a long time ago, Mike, I'm going to make you a success. And so he was like, I'm going to go get a job in Houston. We're going to get you to Tennessee. I'll sabotage Houston. You go win Super Bowls. Promise kept. That's what's happening.
El Jefe's driving around NRG right now with a Packer hat on his dashboard going, where are the protesters?
They're all at home.
Fantastic. Yeah, they're all staying. They're hunkering down like they're supposed to, El Jefe. Come on. Just go get some takeout and get back to the house. We're going to continue to roll on. It's hour number 2, 3-hour show. We look forward to hearing from you guys as you continue. Hey, look, vent if you want. I still throw it out there because I have heard a few across sports radio. People trying to find a justification for Bill O'Brien's latest move. If you have drunk the blue Kool-Aid enough to want to throw that out there, hey, we'll listen to it. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman's Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm not going to hug these guys anytime soon, but even with social distancing, it's good to have these 3 hours a day to be able to walk amongst us, kibitz.
Get out of the house.
Discuss Bill O'Brien. Yeah, oh my God, please. Yes. Did I tell you, by the way? I guess I didn't tell you this because we got right into all this stuff today. I looked out on the back patio this morning and I saw a possum. And I saw a possum trying to figure out, like, it looked like a female. It looked like she was pregnant. And so I was like, oh Lord. And I said to Lisa, I said, there's a possum. I said, I'm going to have to go outside and try and get this thing out of the yard, because if the dogs get out, the thing's in trouble. And she's like, don't hurt it. No, don't. I'm like, Lisa? And she's like, well, don't go out there with the dogs. I go, I'm not going out there with the dogs. I'm going to go out there. Well, possums freeze when they see, like, humans or they feel danger. Mm-hmm. So the damn thing freezes. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to get it out of the yard.
Playing possum.
Okay.
Huh? That's wasn't where that it comes
my job.
From.
Okay.
No, I'm just telling you, when you hear somebody say, oh, he's just playing possum, that's what it's from. Because they...
So then she takes off, but goes and gets behind my air conditioning unit. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work. Because the dogs are still going to find you. And then you're really... And you're not like jumping up the fence or doing all this stuff, right? So then I go to the other side. There's a gate right there. I unlock the gate. I open it up. And I try and shoo her towards the gate. She ain't moving. So I finally get the pool skimmer, and mm-hmm. I break that out, and I keep nudging her. And she's showing me some teeth. Oh, my God, fellas. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, she rolled over. I got four limbs, and in the dead center, I got what looked like a scene out of Aliens. I got, like, it looked like intestines, but they were kind of moving a little bit.
Oh, no.
And I'm going, what the hell? I don't even want to know. So then I finally get her to move, and she gets out. She gets out. Somehow I turned. I went to look on the other side of the air conditioner, all over. It's gone. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I just put everything back, lock up the gate, go back. I go in the house. Lisa goes, where is she? I go, what do you mean, where is she? She's not in the yard anymore, so that's all we need to worry about. She goes, no. So I told her what was going on with her midsection. She goes, oh, my God, I don't know possums like I know dogs and cats. I'm going to have to investigate. I'm like, oh, Lord, this is going to make my life hell because she's got all this time now that she's at home.
Uh-huh.
So I look at it. I Google it real quick. Pregnant. She already had the babies, and possums carry them kind of like a pouch, but the tails and all that stuff stick out.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
So I was like, okay, cool. Well, you know what? She's already had the babies.
I wonder if it had been like one of those spiders, if you'd have just hit it with a shoe and then all the spider babies run everywhere.
Pretty much can guarantee you that one would not be something I'd go back in the house and tell her I did. But then she started investigating. Next thing I know, she's fully dressed. And she's going outside, and she's got the baby in her hand. Oh, I go, first of all, she's not helping you. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm just going to go with Maddie and look around and see if I can find it. She goes, this is the kind of case where I would normally just put that possum in a box and drive her down to the wildlife refuge or whatever in Memorial Park. I go, you're out of your mind with a kid and this virus and what's going on. You're going to put this possum in a box and drive it down to the Memorial Park area.
How would you have handled that situation, Laminack?
Oh, we've discussed, because I had this happen in my garage. No.
That's exactly God. What it would happen. No. You would have murdered that damn possum.
No, we
What's
have
your
a possum
count?
It's like notches on the bedpost, baby. I just keep notches on the handle of the gun. 17 possum dead and counting, player.
He gets a tattoo of a possum every time he kills one.
Yeah.
Puts it on his arm.
Yeah. Oh, no, my lower back. I got like a possum stamp, bro. It's pretty sweet. No, that's what the. Remember I told the story about the stuff in my garage? It was a possum.
Yeah, and remind me the details, though, because I...
So I kept, a long time ago, it was in our old house, I would go out in the garage, and it was all tore up. And I went back and I yelled at my wife. I was like, hey, why are you tearing up the garage and just leaving stuff out there? She was like, I didn't tear up your damn garage. I was like, yeah, you
remember. I do remember the story now.
A couple days later, I cleaned it all up. A couple days later, go back out there, it's tore up again. I'm like, hey, woman. Stop tearing up my damn garage. Just tell me what you're looking for. I'll get it for you. She's like, babe, I haven't been in the garage. I'm like, yeah, you have. So a couple days later, I go to throw something away in the trash can, the lid's open. And as I go to put it in there, something hisses at me. I look down, it's a possum hissing at me. And I was like, oh, hell no. And then it acted dead so I wouldn't hurt it. So this is my wife drove an Eclipse at the time. I just opened her hatchback, put the whole trash can in the back of her Eclipse, drove down to a field and threw the trash can and everything in the field and drove off.
See, that's the part of the trash can?
Yeah, all that gone. You just have all. And then just went straight to Home Depot, bought another trash can. That's gone. Nope.
I believed everything in that story.
He didn't kill the possum.
Yeah, it didn't kill.
That's what I'm saying. I believed everything in that story, with an exception of the part where he threw the trash can with the possum
and didn't shoot it.
You murdered that damn possum. You killed it.
I just got a ring last night. I'll show you the ring notice at a break. We have a possum on our front porch. Just shows up, walks around a little while, and leaves.
Yeah, we've had one that runs up the top, runs on the top of the fence and tortures the dogs so they all watch, but they can't get out to get it. And then it's quick enough to like move to the next yard. But this chick, I mean, she. Look, Lisa's like, well, she's either going to look for a place to have the babies or go to a place to die.
No.
And I was like, no. And then when I saw the whole alien movie scene when she rolled over, I was like, nope, there's something going on there.
Go to a place to die? Is that what they do?
She said what animals do. When they feel like they're really in bad health, they look for a place to die.
Wow.
Can I break some news for you, fellas?
Sure.
Since this doesn't normally happen in baseball because baseball's shut down.
Uh-huh.
Breaking news, and it pertains to your Houston Astros.
Okay.
Justin Verlander out minimum 6 weeks after groin surgery.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it,
now's the
time. Might as well do it now while everything's down till at least mid-May.
Yeah, probably makes sense.
But ESPN breaking the fact that Verlander groin surgery out 6 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
So there's that for you.
Sudden, right?
Right. Didn't see it coming. But, you know, most of the breaking news has been all NFL. NFL's got to love this, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
With everybody else on hiatus, shutting down, suspending play, or canceling like the NCAA tournament, this is why they didn't cancel. Because they got nothing scheduled that's of any importance besides the draft, and they're getting all the coverage in the world.
Yeah. Well, they were going to get run anyways, but this is next level for them, really.
Ooh, wow. Eagles breaking news. Eagles are not picking up their option on safety Malcolm Jenkins, making him a free agent. Oh, he's a good one.
Yeah.
He's out there.
That's big.
Have you? And I was telling you, Barry, this. Nick, I don't know if you've seen him or not, but Field Yates, who always tweets a lot of valuable information during the football season, they have him in studio right now doing this whole NFL Central set up for breaking news and all the different free agency moves. Dude, his eyes are like Cookie Monster when they get googly
like Adam Gase at a press conference.
Yes. His eyes look like that, but then his head is like a bobblehead that constantly gets getting tapped. It doesn't stop. Every time they put him on camera, his head's going 18 different directions, his eyes are all over the place, and I'm like looking at Louis Riddick going, how do I even focus? Just try to look at his nose and the center of his face so I can concentrate on something? Because he's all over. I'm like, slow down, bro. He gets into it.
I haven't seen him that much. I do see the Adam Gase reference looking at his Google images.
Oh, yeah. He's got googly eyes for sure. So check that out when ESPN keeps breaking news. But if you guys want to, one of them is obviously for you. So, but the first one, been holding the longest after being on hiatus and being he wasn't suspended. He was just on hiatus forever. Now it's like a daily occurrence. White Magic, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I know I was on a hiatus for a little bit, man, but now I'm back to, you know, I'm back to my normal stuff.
Good.
But, hey, look, the whole Bill O'Brien thing, like, look, we know he's making some trades. For one, that was a terrible trade. And making some questionable signings. But nobody's going to question David Gall about his signing of the people from 4-7. All right, I'll hang up on this.
Like I said, it's a daily occurrence.
Absolutely not.
Although, was it yesterday that he went to Clarence?
Yeah, his shot was at Clarence yesterday.
So after a really bad first day, his first appearance back, he has... Obviously, the Blitz is the leader in the clubhouse, but he's gotten the Blitz, Charlie, and Clarence. So he is back to himself.
That's too funny.
Wow. All right. And then
good times.
If you want,
yeah,
this
let's
one,
do it.
This one's right
let's
down
do
your alley.
Oh yeah.
El Odo.
What, who's that?
I don't know.
It could be your boy Q. You never know.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, it's El Frodo. I call in on the other shows, but I never really get a chance to call on y'all. So basically, I'm just sick of all this O'Brien talk. I mean, I'm over it. And I wanted to ask Barry, because he's pretty good at comedy and analyzing comedy. What show do you think is better, sir? The Chappelle Show or Curb Your Enthusiasm? I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
I think it's going to be an easy one for Laminate.
Yeah. Wait, is he high?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to get high to laugh at Dave Chappelle. I did have to cure some cataracts to even get into Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm going to unequivocally say the Chappelle Show was better than Curb. For a couple of reasons. I think Larry David is a genius, but I also... There was something about the creativity for the Chappelle Show with some of the sketches that they did. And it just, you know, at a time when I thought Saturday Night Live had fallen off and sketch shows in general weren't that good, and him and Neil Brennan got together and wrote some hilarious stuff. And I admire what Curb does. It's more improv than written, but I'm about to say Chappelle.
What say you, Nicholas?
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, as much as I love that show, I didn't get into Chappelle as much as most people did, but I think he's absolutely hilarious and one of the funniest comics. I'm not going to say Chappelle's show was worse than Curb. I'm just not. I'm going to say Chappelle, he was too intricate with the way he did things. So, yeah, I mean.
Well, think about it. I mean, people would walk around and, you know, talk, I'm Rick James, bitch, gang mm-hmm. blouses, all the different sayings that came from that. Other than pretty,
yeah.
There's, you know, like,
but there was, the improv part I think is underappreciated.
Oh, absolutely.
I really believe that because if you look
really
at the
hard,
things,
especially with multiple people in a scene.
Yeah, I think his writing is so underrated in that show, and the improv is underrated in that show.
Totally agree.
So,
there you have it. First half of the show's in the books. Second half still to go. 90 minutes on the clock when we come back. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
90 in the books, 90 still to go. Here comes the second half of The Usual Suspects show on ESPN 97.5 with Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio at Gal Media as we continue to hunker down more as a city, as a nation, until they get control of this coronavirus. We're happy to be some kind of levity in your day. Talk sports and other things.
Text line sucks, so y'all need to step it up on there. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Pretty.
Have not looked at it, so I couldn't tell you.
Pretty awful.
That's you went a different direction. Normally, when the text line sucks, you boycott it.
There's like one or two here and there that I've read, but most of them are pretty bad. And then somebody said, when's the last time a top five paid running back won a Super Bowl? Because we were talking about, you know, getting rid of or not.
There's still people defending
high.
This?
Yeah. And I just quickly researched it. 2018. So not this last Super Bowl, but the one before. Todd Gurley and the Rams. So there's your answer.
And right now you could have Todd Gurley for a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Because his knee is so bad.
Yeah.
And that's the thing why we continue to remind people, and Lance does, and everybody that actually pays attention takes note of the fact that running back is not a valuable position in terms of you don't overpay for a running back. They are all over the place. Their lifespan is short on the field in the NFL, and you can easily move on. Look at the Chargers. I mean, Melvin Gordon played chicken with the Chargers thinking that he was worth so much he was going to hold out. He finally came back just to make sure he didn't lose a bunch of money. He was garbage when he came back, and now he's gone. You move on, or you look at what's happened to them. So the David Johnson thing, just again, it's just another – it's an element of the trade that makes no sense.
All right, we finally got a good text. Somebody said, you suck too. You suck too, MF-er. You suck too. Okay. Well done, whoever sent that. And then we can go back to ignoring it.
Another bad one?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So other than that, we can continue to talk about all the different moves going on in the NFL as they continue to roll in. But obviously, from a Texans perspective, I mean, unless A.J. McCarron floats your boat or bringing back Roby your secondary.
None of that. But I thought the Roby move was...
I'm glad they got him back.
I'm glad they re-signed him, and it had a little bit of value to it.
Sure.
Which, you know, now you realize that was a blind squirrel finding a nut. But all that washed away with D-Hop. I don't know how long it takes this franchise to recover from that. Short of winning a Super Bowl or making it to the Super Bowl, any moment of failure in the next 5 years or as long as Bill O'Brien is here is going to all come back to Clowney and D-Hop. I really believe that. Because the Clowney thing, you could fade it because he went out and got Tunsil and did some other things. So you're like, okay, he saved his money. He didn't want to spend it on Clowney. You had J.J. It was almost justifiable, even though he just gave him away. It was almost justifiable because, well, he did do some things. He got you a left tackle, and he got a running back after Miller got hurt. And okay, he did some things. So I'm not going to knock the some of the moves that were made last year because some of them made sense.
It got you up 24-0
on the eventual Super Bowl champs in the playoffs. It's just your own dumbass, and then your defense let you down. But now it's just inexplicable. I just don't understand it.
I'm with you. And, of course, people will continue to try and make sense of it and try and sort things out. But as it sorts out, it doesn't look good for the Texans because there's other teams in the division that are getting better. It looks like the Colts are going to make a hard run and probably get Phillip Rivers if they want him and add Phillip Rivers to a very young and talented team on both sides of the football. So within the division, you've got that going for you. And a team, by the way, that was in the AFC Championship game in the Titans. No matter how bad the Jaguars keep getting with shedding all these contracts and veterans, you know, it used to always be able to hang your head on the fact from a Bill O'Brien perspective with his resume, if you were one of those people that were on the side of Bill and the Texans, hey, he wins divisions. He gets you in the playoffs more times than not. That's going to be an uphill battle this year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So
if you guys were locked in your house for the next 2 weeks, what would you do? If they just said no one can go anywhere for 2 weeks, what are you doing?
Drinking.
He's already made that abundantly drinking. Clear. Yes.
You by yourself.
100%.
Really?
Yep.
Damn, I feel like you kind of need an intervention.
No.
You just spend 2 weeks I am by drinking yourself?
More. I am drinking more.
He said this to me. Listen to this. He said this to me yesterday.
Okay.
I stocked up, obviously, because I didn't know what the situation was going to, you know. You got to get your priorities straight. Whiskey was right up there. As the situation evolved, I'm like, I'm going to stock up, but I'm drinking more now that I have the liquor available to me in the house as opposed to me just going to a bar. Because I feel like a bar is in a weird way a deterrent to me from drinking as much. I will just drink. And I think a lot of people are doing that. It's not just me. He's giving me this look.
I don't know if drinking alone. If you had people over.
I've had people over too, but not very many.
I hear you.
I drink alone.
Man, I don't know. I'm not that into drinking where I would just drink alone. It's more fun when you drink with somebody.
But with whiskey, I mean, it's like you enjoy it for, you know, like people appreciate whiskey will just enjoy it just for the whiskey. Like you're not really pouring that much. And a lot of, I mean, I guess after you've refilled it 72 times, it kind of accumulates. It
kind of adds up.
But yeah.
It's like, man, my wife only drinks a half a glass of wine at a time, but she'll drink that whole bottle in one night.
Yeah.
But just does it a half a glass at a time.
So that's kind of my problem.
Yeah.
Your wife and I may have a similar problem.
Yeah. She kind of drinks a lot. I drink with her. So it's not necessarily drinking alone. I guess you got Chiquita. You put a little in the dog bowl.
So what would you do? Why'd you bring this up?
I'm just curious. I just want to know what y'all would do for 2 weeks. Joel,
Well, with the family.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I saw something that said, depending on where you live, they're recommending that you only go out if you need groceries, to exercise, and I think there might have been one other
work.
Thing. And they're saying basically work from home, because they're saying most people in a lot of cities with this lockdown are saying, you know, either the work's been closed or you work from home. But, I mean, mine would be more family gender. I took Taylor to the park, but I was worried. I took her to the park this weekend, and then I start thinking about, but all the, you know, all the gym equipment, all the swings and the jungle gyms and all that stuff like that, she's putting her hands all over all of that stuff, too.
Right.
And there's other kids out there, and they're all playing, too. So I don't want to be Lisa and carry, like, hand wipes every 3 seconds, but at the same time, it did concern me a little bit.
I probably would just sit home and play video games and write.
Well, and I could see that.
I mean, you can't watch sports, so that's out. But, yeah, I'd probably just write jokes and play video games.
I thought you were bringing it up.
But I would drink a little bit.
But not to my extent, obviously.
Right. I mean, I have, because there's nights when I'll have a few drinks or have a beer or whatever.
I mean, we know who the drinker is on this show. It's not really that much of a secret. I thought you were bringing this up because of the Russian porn star story.
I don't like telling people about my drinking habits, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He drinks cheese. He melts it.
Puts it in a shot.
And he chugs it. Yeah, he does shots of Swiss.
Oh, God. No, I hate Swiss cheese.
Do you?
It's terrible.
I thought you liked all cheese.
Not all. No.
No. Munster? Do you do shots of Munster cheese?
No.
No.
God.
Famunda? Do you do shots of Famunda cheese?
Like from under the table?
From under your bowel.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you had to go there, huh? Yeah, the unwashed palate can develop some cheesy-like substance.
There you go.
Yeah, no.
No, you don't like. You're not a big Famunda cheese guy.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. You like
your
Wendy's?
Concern. Your concern is your daughter like touching everything, like at the park and everything, right? Meanwhile, strip clubs are offering masks and stuff for their patrons, so they're completely fine. I would be 100,000, 1,000,000 miles away from any strip club.
So wait.
Yeah, start
Mike,
in
Mike,
Vegas.
Mike. So they're. They're not closing strip clubs. Nope. They're giving you a mask.
And free hand sanitizer.
Yeah, they're encouraging you to be clean when you come in. But it started in Vegas, and it started to spread where when you pay to get into a strip club, you get a mask and you get hand sanitizer.
What's the? Do you rub the hand sanitizer on the chicks?
See, that's what I'm saying. Do you get a little mini bottle, or you just get the one dose, the one squirt on your hands? Well, and then, you know.
I'd be spraying them down with Lysol.
And guess where the strip club is?
Where?
Tampa.
Well, Vegas too.
Where Brady is going to be hitting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to spraying down a stripper with Lysol before I tipped her a dollar.
I thought you were talking about because there's that Russian porn star, because they're on lockdown in Moscow, Russia.
Uh-huh.
I thought that's the reference here, because she's in isolation.
You thought I was going to take up porn?
No, I thought that was what you were referencing when you brought up what would you do for 2 weeks if you're alone at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'd wear it out, but I'd just...
Well, she's offering what's it called?
Like private chats?
Well, free sex to the person who comes up with a cure for the coronavirus.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now that's smart.
She'll have sex with the scientist who finds cure for the coronavirus. Yep. Her name is Lola Taylor. And one picture she looks, I think she's hot. The other picture she looks like kind of milfy, which doesn't bother me at all.
Agreed. Zola she's Taylor posed, or Lola
she's
Taylor?
She's posed correctly in the first picture.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, not Zola Taylor. don't.
There you go again. There he goes.
Don't Google Zola Taylor. Don't Z-O-L-A Taylor. Don't Google that and think porn. You're like, nope. That is not. So Lola Taylor.
Lola Taylor.
Okay. Porn star escort. 400 euro. What site am I on? I'm on.
No, that's not the right
TopEscortBabes.com.
No, that's the wrong one, bro.
Huh?
That's a cookie on your laptop.
Usage, or?
It's a cookie. It's not a cookie on my laptop. That's a Euro porn, Euro babes. I'm not getting Euro escorts. You know how expensive that would be to fly them over?
Man. I think that was when you were searching for an escort to interview for the show. Remember?
Could have been, actually. You're right. Good cover. Yeah, I'm not seeing Lola Taylor. What's her IG?
Her IG is, I'll get it for you right now. Give me 1 second. Yeah. 1 second.
Because I'm not seeing anything. And surely she has an IG. There's no way that she's out here offering to sleep
at
with
Lola sign. Taylor. L-O-L-A Taylor.
L-O-L-A Taylor.
unless you took it down, because it already has, like, according to this website, it already has.
On the link, you can see the picture.
Yeah, it's right there on the link.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way at the bottom, maybe.
One of them looks like she got stung by a bee and she's allergic. Her face, like her lips are all
swollen.
See,
one is posed better than the other, right?
Right, that's what I was saying, the posing.
Yeah, yeah, Joel was saying that. But one, to me, she looks like she's 27 years old. The other one, she looks like she's a MILF.
Yeah, she's not that hot. If I was a scientist, maybe, I might hang on to it.
Be like, I don't
know, man. I'm not going to release the cure yet until she backs down on this offer.
I showed you the picture of the scientist before the show, Joel. You think he's rejecting that?
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
Yeah, I think I'd pass on that.
I think he's probably going to take advantage of that.
No.
I think he's also going to take proper precautionary measures.
I think you guys underestimate my pickiness. No. I'm good.
And on that same note, the porn industry trying to be leaders in helping curb the spread of the coronavirus.
Okay.
Has an adult.
Body condoms.
Are lobbying full body to condoms. Hold off on production of any new porn.
Oh, really?
For the foreseeable future.
You know how many viruses they've spread, the porn industry? I don't want to hear nothing from the porn industry when it comes down to the coronavirus.
They have to be tested weekly, I think.
Let's be real. Do we really need new porn? There's plenty. There's a plethora of porn.
Just go to the archive.
Like if they don't, it's not like if they don't make any new porn that we're not going to have porn. There's so much porn already. There's no way we've all seen all the porn. There's
the
no way.
It,
even me.
Yeah, it's great.
There's no way. There's if the porn industry slows down, okay, there's still porn. It's not my fault you had a poor model of just giving it away for free on the internet. You should have charged, you know, some. But come on. I'm not worried that they're not making new porn.
The FSC,
by the
way. Just
watch the old porn.
The Free Speech Coalition issued the plea to porn producers and performers, asking that they all do their part to flatten the growth curve of the global pandemic.
Okay.
So, porn stars, they're asking you to please stay home unless you need to do anything of the essentials.
Does that go to hookers, too? Are they out?
Or sex workers like our buddy, Alice Little?
Yeah.
What is she doing to prevent the spread?
Now she's your buddy.
No, you're Barry's buddy.
Oh, buddy. Barry's buddy now. Okay, I'm just checking.
She doesn't follow me.
Want to get specifics now. All right.
She doesn't follow me on Twitter.
Hey.
She follows
Laminac
on
the phone.
On
yeah, she does.
Well, when Barry tells me to, when Barry forces me to.
Aren't y'all on a chat group together?
Sound right, when Barry forces you.
Yeah, he's like, hey, get her on the phone right now, Bookers. Then I have to call her.
Oh, that's how it goes.
With Boogers.
Shut up.
We got to go.
Oh, with Boogers, yeah.
We'll be back with the final segment of hour number two. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You guys know who Dale Arnold is?
Yeah, I know who Dale Arnold is. He owned Arnold's on Happy Days. It was he made a hell of a milkshake.
Model for Arnold's was in Milwaukee, just so you know. Dale Arnold, host of
NASCAR driver.
Bruins games on NESN, New England Sports Network. Co-host of Dale and Keefe on WEEI Radio.
Love that show.
He has a blue check mark. He is saying from his source, the Buccaneers will announce their deal with Tom Brady tomorrow. The deal is done.
Okay.
So if you were pulling for the Chargers in that deal, looks like you might fall a little short. Then what do?
You got beat by the herd, though.
Yeah,
still that's
got
true
beat
too.
By the herd.
And here's the thing. Now, we talked about all these quarterbacks, and the dominoes are starting to fall. Bridgewater to Carolina. Drew Brees obviously back with the Saints. You're looking at Brady now picking the Buccaneers. Jameis is out there. But then we start figuring out, you know, who goes where and who's next. Philip Rivers. I guess he's going to Indy?
Well, we just got tagged on a tweet from Trey.
Yeah.
Breaking, the Colts are on the verge of signing former Chargers QB Philip Rivers per Judy Batista.
Okay.
I don't know if Judy Batista. Yeah,
she's no, she's a, legit. Yeah. Judy Batista's legit. Yeah.
A move that just made sense all along. Head coach Frank Reich and OC Nick Sirianni worked with Rivers when they were in San Diego, and now they're all back together again.
There you go. So there's another domino to fall.
Yeah.
Don't know who's left, what's left. We know A.J. McCarron's not out there. He's been locked up.
Well, some of these teams that are missing out. So the Colts get a QB if it is in fact Phillip Rivers. The Bucs get a QB if it is in fact Tom Brady. But don't forget now the Panthers are actively seeking a trade for Cam, so right. That could put Cam on a team that still needed a QB.
Mariota, by the way, we didn't mention this yet, but Mariota reached a deal with the Raiders last night.
Well,
so he's going to go and compete with whoever.
Yeah.
But you don't know if it's going to be Carr or if they're going to try and find another quarterback. Because you know Gruden's quarterback happy. But you don't know what they're going to do. The Bears got to do something. And everybody said, even if it's not a starter, they should look for a veteran.
Yeah, I could see the Bears doing a trade for Cam.
For sure. That's where I said all along that I thought that's where I thought Cam would end up, was the Bears.
I could see that.
But I don't know if they have what Carolina would want if they tried to orchestrate some kind of a trade for him. But definitely out there to keep an eye on. But all these dominoes are falling now. So it'll be interesting to see how they clean up the rest of the quarterback market and who goes where. Chase Daniels even found a new home. So you know what? There are veteran quarterbacks that are going to find homes and get money no matter what.
We were talking about working from home. Somebody texted and said, we are working from home. I'm in oil and gas. Just received a call from my boss. I still have a job for now, but I accepted a significant pay cut.
Really?
That sucks. But you know that's coming, man. Yeah, I mean, that's just part of what we're dealing with economically.
Plus, oil and gas is struggling right now. So
yeah, I mean, prices are real.
I think the barrel's down to like $40, $45.
I think the place by my house was $1.89, and if you use Get Upside, you get an extra 16 cents
Boom.
A gallon.
Mine's about the same price in my side of town. It's about $1.89, $1.88, $1.90.
$1.89 by my house.
Check your Get Upside, though, because it'll save you some extras.
Yeah. So it's, can you believe that it's... That's how cheap gas is, like on the
crazy.
Barrel. And then
crazy.
In Canada, maple syrup, a barrel of that is like $1,500.
Oh, it's like gold up there.
Is it?
It's really? Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maple syrup is a big deal in
it
Canada.
It is, yeah.
Really?
Massive.
Oh,
deal.
Yeah.
And
that's
then,
what, for 2 weeks, if they were quarantined, they just drink maple syrup. It's a big deal. Like you, they just do shots of maple. You do shots of cheese.
What are you doing shots of?
Nothing. Diet Coke? I don't know. I don't...
Did you see, by the way, we talked about this yesterday, but it is a reality. We said that the gym industry might be the next to get hit, and right here in the Galleria area at the very brand spanking new Lifetime Fitness, a positive test on March the 7th has been verified, and because of it, we're members at Lifetime, and we got the email last night from the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
All Lifetime Fitnesses across the country are now closed.
Mm.
Isn't Raheel still going to gyms?
Yeah, Raheel's the one that tipped me off that he said, hey, there's a possible positive test at Lifetime in the Galleria, and if it happens, they're all shutting down, and he called it. It happened last night.
Damn.
So that's the next thing to go. Now we've got the restaurants and the bars, and now you watch. The gyms have to be next, right? Because it seems like that would be where you'd be most very highly susceptible.
I would think so.
But you could still go to a strip club. They'll provide masks and hand sanitizer.
Yeah. And a mask. Yeah, the mask is big. Because then if she doesn't look good, you can just put it on the stripper.
Just make sure you take like those little plastic things you could take to a picnic. Little, what are they called? Not the tablecloth. Little plastic liners that you can put on a picnic table. Just put that on your lap.
Like a plastic table cover.
Yeah, just put one of those in your laps before the strippers grind on you. You'll be safe.
1 year deal for Phillip Rivers, by the way.
Really?
1 year.
Okay.
With the Colts. All right, we've got two in the books, one to go. By the way, the division. Again, the Colts and the Titans. They're getting better. I don't know what the Texans are doing, but we'll figure it all out next for you. In the final hour of the show, it's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.